Members of the public have used chairs and a milk crate to stop a man on a stabbing rampage in Sydney's CBD. And online we have Tamara Wern, 2GB reporter, to talk about that. Good afternoon, Tamara.
Good afternoon, Carl.
So what is the situation over there?
Yeah, so what's happened around 2 o'clock this afternoon in Sydney CBD along York Street near Wynyard Station, which is one of the busiest areas of the city, a man was seen running down the street, initially witnesses say wearing a balaclava, brandishing a large knife. Mm. Now, footage has emerged of him jumping onto the bonnet of a moving car and then jumping onto the roof, holding the knife up in the air, his grey hoodie covered in blood and screaming at bystanders. He then jumped off that car, and instead of running away, a lot of witnesses and bystanders ran towards him. They chased him down. I've been told by a witness that someone hit him with a cafe chair, which brought him to the ground, and then they pinned him there. So two cafe chairs and a milk crate over his head, across his neck, holding him down. Now, unfortunately, one woman during his rampage was stabbed in the back. She's been taken to hospital. It's not believed her injuries are life-threatening. Right. Now, the latest from police, they don't believe that incident was targeted, but unfortunately, we've since found out that the body of a woman has been found in a unit block at Clarence Street. Now, that's just around the corner, so the proximity of these two incidents are very, very close. Police haven't said yet whether these incidents are directly linked. They'll be addressing the public shortly about that, but it's a sad scene there that a woman lost her life.
Indeed. There were some reports, I think, that initially they thought it was a terrorism incident. I guess the police are still silent on that, are they?
Well, I think there's some information that's just come to light that hasn't yet been officially confirmed, that it's believed that this man had recently either been discharged or had escaped from a mental health institution. Now, in the street, he did say Allah Akbar, but he was also pleading with people to shoot him and to kill him. So there's been no links at this stage drawn with terrorism. It appears that he might have been maybe using that terminology, thinking that that he did want to be taken down or his life ended in the streets there. So nothing like that's been said at this stage.
Tamara, thanks very much for your time this afternoon.
No worries.
Yeah, terrible incident over there. We'll wait for more information from the police, and if more information becomes available, we will bring it to you as soon as it occurs.